So I want to ask you something. Is there anything that you're really struggling with in 2026 so far? You know, those little struggles that, you know, with a new year and all the expectations and stuff, and just maybe the kind of things that you put on yourself
for
a new year.
Yeah.
I'm genuinely struggling with the whole not eating junk. I can't stop. I was like, you know, when I say junk, I mean snacks, like crisps and peanuts and all that type of thing. I can't. And it's like they'll run out in the house and I'll just fill it back up again because I still think it's...
That's okay.
I don't think it's...
Yeah, that's okay. You don't be too hard on yourself.
What date is it today? It's the 12th.
The 12th.
So Matthews is in for Sharon today. He came in. The most friendliest person as you'll ever meet, right?
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going? Happy New Year. And I'm like, no. No.
Oh, you're such... I can't believe you're bringing the Grinch attitude into January.
No, it's not a Grinch. It's we're done with the Happy New Year.
No, if you haven't seen someone, you're allowed to say Happy
New
Year.
I haven't seen them.
Yeah.
All right, fair. Yeah. Sorry, Matthew.
But I know what you're talking about. Like, it's the feeling of overwhelm, right?
Go on.
From trying to keep up with everything. I don't know about you, but I'm being, like, totally lambasted on social media by, like, all of these health supplement companies telling me I need to eat 45 grams of protein with every meal. And
45?
Yeah, oh, and I need to fast for 16 hours a day for 3 days a week. And then I need to be doing weight training. But, oh no, I should be doing yoga. But really, I should be doing hot yoga 5 times a week and Pilates 7 times a week. And I should be eating 7 fruits a day and 8 portions of vegetables. But the vegetables need to be raw or else I won't be getting the nutrients I need. And really, I should be batch cooking healthy meals every Sunday and out walking every evening for an hour to get the 10K steps done. And on top of all this, I need to get the housework done, show up for work, raise a pair of 4-year-old feral twins and make time for myself. And do you want to know what is the worst part of all that? When I find...
We have to listen to you. Oh, yeah.
That too. When I finally get to meet up with friends, right? One of them turns around and goes, oh my God, I just love the gym so much. It's like my second home now. I just feel like a whole new me. Like, what was I waiting for? Oh my God, Una, are you actually going to eat all that burger? Will you not be bloated? Stop it! Stop that! No! Can't cope. Oh God, that feels good. Anyone else feel like me? 087-1102-107. So much pressure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just end of time.
You know, one of those little struggles for 2026. I think you only just listed them all out, but like, I'm loving it. I am absolutely loving your rant. That was fantastic.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much.
I'm just glad we didn't appear in it, which is good.
Oh no, I'm saving you for later. Like, I've got loads more rants to come.
2026 isn't fulfilling some people's lives, is it? People are really struggling with getting into it. The concept of time, not knowing where you go, where you come, and also people are struggling with the gym as well, Luna.
Well, naturally.
Yeah.
That's an all year round thing.
I haven't joined yet. I have it ready to go. I'm just waiting till the kind of like, oh, new year, new me. Me.
Yeah.
All dies out, so, because my sister's been going. She's like, it's absolutely jammed in there.
Okay, so you're waiting till like February to go.
Yeah.
When people drop out a little bit.
Yeah, they'll all drop
off. Yeah,
Damn right. But we've been getting messages on 087-1102-107.
Trying to lose the Christmas belly because it's really been Christmas since Halloween, so it's quite big.
You got that Halloween candy jiggle going on. Do you know what? Are you giggling away to yourself there?
Sorry.
You okay?
I'm fine.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Are you
on my team? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.